I'm very privileged, you know, really honestly. And a daughter-in-law like Amber. And then I got Leanne, and then there's Nick as well, good kid. They're all they're great kids, and you've got Carl and Carly, and you've got the grandchildren. Like, we're blessed people, and but it still seems like I'm beginning. I was talking to a believer last night, just trying to explain to him. I still feel like I haven't got where I need to be, you know, which is a good thing, because that means there's more work. There's more work from God, and the desire is in me like it was when I was 20 years old, when I was 16 years old, when I first got born again. And so I really want to see great things happen. But I know a lot of those things is maybe, you know, life and living and growing, developing, learning. If you think about Moses, when he first started, like, you know, for 40 years, he went into the wilderness after he messed up. And he was, like, living life. You know, he was taking care of his father-in-law's cattle and stuff like that, and till God reimbursed the flame within his heart and got his focus again to do the job that God called him to do. And so God, you know, he's working in all of our lives, and this is, you know, you are important. Like, really see yourself as important. Don't see yourself beneath anyone. Don't see yourself insignificant to anybody, because you are extraordinary. You know, you've got the spirit of the living God. You're not the same as everyone in this world. You know, you're called before the foundations of the world. God's got specific before ordained works for each and every one of us. And what he's got for me may not be the same as what he's got for you, but we'll be speaking the words of ministry of reconciliation. We'll be healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, reconciling men and women back to people. So, you know, you are God's masterpiece, and he has worked for each and every one of us. And you are special. You don't have to join and feel included in anything, because you're already engrafted into the body of Christ. Yeah? And when you confessed Jesus Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, God filled you with his spirit. He engrafted you into the body of Christ. And so now you are a part of what, of God's kingdom here on earth. And we're going to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. God will raise us up to do it. And all he needs is people that will respond to his word, that are not self-willed, that are not driven by their education or what they understand or know, but they're going to listen to the voice of God and move with God, just like John did, just like Jesus did, just like all the other people. They heard the voice of God. They were moved and led by God. They obey God. That's all you got to do, is do what God puts in your heart to do. I was sharing with a believer here when I come back from India. I said, you know, when you go out and you just do what you want to do, and you minister and you're sharing and you try different things when you're ministering as you're inspired, keep on doing it. Just do what God puts in your heart. That's where the signs, miracles and wonders are going to start to take place. That's where people will come from darkness to light. And if you're a little bit apprehensive and you're a little bit fearful to open your mouth, just continue in that. Just continue to speak anyway, regardless of how you feel. You know, because God is with you. God who created the heavens and the earth, he's with you. Yes, you, individually. This, you know, I'm talking to a group, but it's individual. This is for every individual. You are God's masterpiece, created in Christ unto good works. Now, our life is to do good works, which God gives us those good works. He gives us a before ordained works. It's not what you think it is. It's what God says it's going to be. And when we get humble and realize this, you know, I'm really realizing I got to cease from my own works. I got to chill out, man. You know, I had so many different ideas of how these things would pan out and how it would play out, and none of it's been any of it. Because God's saying, listen, son, you know, I've called you. I chose you. You didn't chose me. Like, God chose you. You didn't choose him. He loved you. You didn't first love him. He first loved you. And he called you. That's how special you are. That's how unique you are. You are not inferior to anyone in this world. Even the greatest of leaders, you are not inferior. You are the same. You've got the same measure of faith. You've got the same spirit of God. And it all depends how you harness what God's given you. You've got to harness what God's given you. You've got to take it seriously. You've got to take it to your heart. You've got to be sold out to it. If you want to see the things of God in manifestation in life, you've got to be sold out to it. And we're not sold out to our computer games. You know, some people are sold out to their computer games, to their sport, to their families, or to something else. If God's first, you can still be sold out to all those things. You know, in other words, but God's first. And then everything will be in its proper order, so that the flow of God is there, because God is a God of order. He's not the God of confusion. And so what you'll get out of this, what you put into it with God. God's saying, listen to me. Now just be led by my spirit. If you really want this, then you're going to receive these words gladly. Like on the day of Pentecost, they received the words gladly. They want bitching and moaning and complaining. Well, I don't agree with that part there. That's not rightly divided. No, I don't agree with that. And that was not what originally my minister told me. They weren't doing anything. They received the words gladly, like the apostles' doctrine. They never knew the apostles. It was on the day of Pentecost they got to know about them and the power of God and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God that enabled them to live above this world. That's what we've got. So we're able to live above the world, but when we're walking in the Spirit, see, we're free in Christ. Well, I'm free. I can do what I want to do. No, I don't. Sorry, I totally don't agree with that. You are free in Christ to do what God wants you to do. That's where you're free. It says, stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. And be not entangled, you know, again, with this life or with this world. Don't be entangled again with religion or tradition or the things that the world has to throw at you. No, don't be entangled there. Don't get caught up in your thinking of this world's ways and what you're going to achieve and what you're not going to achieve. If you put God first, all your desires will come to pass. God will make sure of that, because he wants you to enjoy this life as well as live unto him. And the joy is living unto him. That is the excitement. That is the joy. We can make it religious. Oh, I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to speak in tongues. I gotta do my prayers, and I gotta read my Bible. I gotta read at least a chapter. That's religious. Do the things that is definitely in your heart. Just be you with God. Wake up. Father, I wake up. I'm like, God, I thank you for this great day. I'm open to all your goodness and all your love. I'm open to your abundance of thoughts, your abundance of wisdom, your abundance of ideas. I'm open up to your direction and your love, and I'm open up to change. No, before I wasn't willing to change. I wanted things my way, the way I felt comfortable about them. I wanted fellowship run the way I wanted it to be run. I wanted to organize things the way I felt comfortable with it. So you got to get out of your comfort zones and let God lead you. Okay, let's do this God's way. God wants you to do this. Okay, go and do it. And do it joyfully, happily, freely. No, do it with generosity. Give your time with generosity. You know, I give my time to God. Father, okay, here I am. Send me whoever needs help. If I need to encourage people today, whoever connects, give me the words, give me your words for them. Let them be humble, let them be meek, so I can minister the things that you want me to say. Because when someone's humble and meek, and they come for like a one-on-one, or they're just connecting, when they come to receive, God will energize. But when they come with a hard heart, or a different type of mind, the words don't come from me. It don't come from God through me. And I'm struggling. I think, why was I struggling there? And then I just look back at the whole situation. That person really wasn't ready to receive anything. That person didn't really come for direction or for answers. You know, a lot of people will come, they connect, and it's not that they got to tell me everything. You know, there's some stuff that God wants to say to you. Are you, you know, what's that song? Listen, pay close attention. God has something to say. When I connect, I'm going for some direction. I'm going to share, this is what I'm doing, and I really desire to know what God's worked in your heart that's speaking to me. What has God put in your heart, Sangha, to share with me? Because I connect to Sangha. That's where I connect, right? And he's like, oh, okay, let me think. It's quite funny. I love my connection with Sangha. It's just natural. It's honest. There's no mystical stuff in there. There's no, look at me, I'm so spiritual, I need to get the words from God, or anything like that. And then he just naturally starts sharing with me. He'd just say, okay, so some believers come from such and such a place, and then he just gets inspired, and you see the Spirit of God kick up within him. And then that's when I really pay attention. I mean, I'm paying attention, but I'm really paying attention. Because I know there's going to be droplets of gold, apples of silver, that I can pick up from that, and I can put it in my treasure chest of my heart, and I can keep it like a treasure in there. And then I can use that and go to God and meditate upon those wonderful things, you know, because like God is into a living relationship. He's a living God, guys. He'll talk to you. I'm telling you. Say to God, talk to me, God. Like, just let me understand and recognize when you're talking to me. And listen, he's speaking. He's speaking today. Just like he did in the days of old, God is speaking today. And God can make himself known to you in many different ways. And you can start to recognize his voice in many different ways. And you can put it to the test and prove it to be God. And God does that to build your faith, to show you that he's with you. Because he's really with you. And God will give you his work. See, when we cease from our own works, when we stop trying to make the things happen how we think it should be happened because we was involved with the ministry and we were taught how to run fellowship and we were taught how to do outreach. Forget all that. You've got to be God-led, not ministry-led, not all that kind of stuff. There might be some good stuff that you can take from it, but God says, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to train you. I'm going to show you. Be led by the Spirit of God. Do what God puts in your heart to do. Be different. When you're being led by God, you're different. Jesus was different. He wasn't like the Pharisees or the Sadducees. The disciples were different. Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when they had these guys in front of them, took note that they had been with Jesus. They learnt the Jesus way, you know? They learnt to walk like the Master. And I want to walk like the Master. I am as he is in this world. As he is right now at the right hand side of God. That's how powerful I am. I am. I am. Get it? I am. That's how powerful you are too. Do you believe it? It's about really believing it. Getting fully persuaded in your heart on each truth that you've learned. Because you may not believe it all at once. You may believe aspects of it. Or you might believe on a surface level. But God wants you to believe with your full heart on different things. And he gets you to the point of becoming fully persuaded. Like being fully persuaded that he's called you. That he's chosen you in him before the foundations of the world, before you was ever a twinkle in your daddy's eye. All right? He chose you. He knew you. He called you. And you're on a journey to walk with God. And he's got you on the right path. You know, this is an exciting life. How you live in life. This is a different type of sharing, isn't it? This is not like a regular teaching that you're used to from the old days. This is directly inspired by God to inspire you to think differently, because you still get the same old results. If you keep going the way that you are used to, you'll get those same results. And if they're not very good, you need to change them, right? So if you want to change your results, you've got to change what you're doing. You've got to change what you're thinking. And the way you do that is by going to the Most High God. Father, show me what I need to change. Help me to be that change. You work in me and bring out in me the things that you've called me to be. And that I've been molded and shaped by other people's words. I want to be molded and shaped by your Holy Spirit. I want to be molded and shaped by your direction and by walking in your power. That's how I want to be molded and shaped. Now, I've been doing this for quite a long time now. Since I was 15, my journey has changed so much. And I've been privileged these last 20-odd, 25 years going to India, 2003, however long that is, 23 years. Of knowing this truth that I'm learning now and walking in it. And it's taken me this long to even get where I am now, you know? But it's God that's got me there, because he's building me. It's the process. It's not the destination. It's the journey with God. It's getting to know him, Jehovah, who will be to me what I need him to be. He's my provider. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. I know God. I'm a friend of God. God's a friend of me. He's loved me. He's favored me when I didn't deserve to be favored. He's had mercy on me when I should have had my ass kicked. He's been with me all the way, and he's not going to leave me or forsake me now. What he begun in me, he will complete in me, and he will bring glory to himself by my life. All I'm going to do is say, yes, God, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to move in the way you want me to move. I'm willing to speak very directly for you, very powerfully for you. You give me the words if I need to do it. Whatever I need to do and speak and deliver, I'll speak that. I'll deliver the words for you. I don't mind rejection. I've been rejected all my life. So I know that you don't reject me, God. So I'll do anything for you. I'll do anything for my God. Are you going to do anything for your God? Are you willing to stand against people that you love because they don't agree with you, what you're doing with God? I am. I've done it. I've had lots of people tell me they don't agree with me. But I still move on with God, and God still has proved me right. Because I didn't even know I was right. I was just trusting God. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. You know, and I've been pulled from pillar to post, like we all have, because we've listened to too many different people. But now it's time to listen to God. Now it's time to set your eyes on things above, not on the things of this earth. Now it's time to let God have a chance in your life. Give him a chance in your life. He's given you a chance to life. And God say, now give me a chance to show you what I can do. Let me say, behold the glory of the Lord in your life. Cease from your own works. Get rid of your religion. Get rid of your religious ways. That's what's stopping you. That's what's stopping you seeing the great things you desire. You want to see healing in your own self. You've got to get rid of your own way. You want to see and minister healing to other people. You've got to get rid of your own way and your own ideas of it and seek God with a humble heart. Father, show me your way. Not my will, but your will be done, Father. Jesus didn't want to go through the suffering and all those things. He was pressed. Everything was squeezed out of him. And he said, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. You know, we're not even going through any of that. We might go through aspects of things. But God is with you. He's really blessed you. You know, you are blessed. You are more blessed than you think. If you're on your own, by the way, you're very blessed. Use it as an advantage to get closer to God. Use it as an advantage to show the growth for when he sends you laborers. Use it as an advantage to say, okay, right, I'm ready to do what God wants me to do. I'm ceasing from my own works. If I get any fruit, it's because God's added it to me. It's not because I've done anything, not because of my cleverness, my niceness, or my kindness, or my generosity. It's nothing to do with any of those things. It's because God has added, because I'm listening and I'm doing what he wants me to do. You know, so this is just an easy life that God has called us to. We have made it complicated. We certainly have, especially when we become proud and we think we're better than other people. If you think that, man, forget it. You're not going to see the glory of the Lord. You need to be humble at all times and meek. And you can ask God for that humble heart if you haven't got it. Because there's times we don't have it. That's all of us included on it. There's times we can get proud. And so we have to say, God, keep me humble. Keep me focused. Keep me on the right path. And give me your before ordained works. The ones that you've got for me specifically. And let me have that impact. Because like there's, you know, you're that piece in the missing puzzle for someone's life. And if you're going somewhere else, how can you be that piece, you know? So God has placed each member in the body where it has pleased him. Not in a ministry, not in an organization. He's placed each member in the body where it has pleased him. He does the placing. He does the growing. He does the directing. God is the director. And we are the followers. You know, we have to remember our place. You know, we're not God. Just because we got some knowledge of God doesn't mean to say we're God and we're going to do everything right. But we are followers of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is because of what Jesus done we are where we are now. Not because of anything that you know. It's because of what he's done and then your humbleness to receive that and to recognize, yeah, Jesus is Lord. I need that in my life. You know, I need direction. No, and God's got great works for all of us. He really does. Listen, I believe we're going to see great things. Those that follow this way and grab what I'm saying, you take it to God. Ask God if I'm talking rubbish or not. You go to God now. Okay, what's this Lawrence saying? Is he speaking for you or is he speaking out of his backside? You go to God. You put it to work. You test the words. Test the words by doing them. And so that's why we don't have to do things from our own effort. We don't have to do things from our own strength. That is all boring. I've been there, done it, wore the T-shirt. I've got many T-shirts. I've got the name tags. We found some name tags out there the other day. And Jason, just go out there and ask him for those name tags. They're on. They're just by the shelf, right in the corner of the kitchen, by the opposite side of the sink. So we found these name tags, you know, when we was in the ministry. And I used to think, yeah, look at that. Advanced class 93. Yes, I'm spiritual. You know, the advanced class. Like, his kin's, was it? Advanced class 94. And I got one out there, advanced class 93. And that made me spiritual. I'm in a fast life. I can discern devil spirits. Oh, I'm really sharp. What a load of crap. What a load of crap. But that's the kind of mind that a lot of people in that day and time had. Yes, sir, you know, I'm way core. You know, I'm first way core. I'm second way core. I'm 14th way core. 11th way core. Carl Morney's way core. Like, I think he was 11th way core. So he knows what I'm talking about. Or anyone that's been involved in that ministry with the name tags, you understand what I'm saying, right? Oh, look at me. I'm this special person. Oh, yeah, way core. I get revelations. You know, watch what you're saying. I can discern your thoughts as I'm speaking to you. And this is how people used to think back in the day. Like, this is how mind control from cults and stuff like that happen and work, you know? And unfortunately, that ministry, which was a great ministry at one time, turned into a little bit of a cult, right? And the bit of control there, you know, but at the end of the day, we are free in Christ. In other words, we're free to do what God shows us personally to do, not what somebody else thinks we should do or tells us, not even what I'm telling you. If I tell you something, you do what God puts in your heart to do, because you'll get the fruit. If I'm saying to you what God is saying, then you'll get the fruit. You will. If you do it, receive it with a humble heart and a meek heart and follow and practice, just like you have with the honoring God, the speaking in tongues, the speaking by the Spirit, the staying connected, the praying for laborers. Those five things I come back from India and shared with you that God worked in my heart to teach the people that come onto this Zoom fellowship of mine here and of God's. God wanted me to teach that, and he still wants me to teach that basic five things. Because when you really do it with heart, it should create in you a heart of generosity, a heart of boldness, a heart of love, a heart of vision, and a goal to move forward. Because the speaking in tongues is where it's really at there. It's really powerful, you know. The speaking in tongues, you know, it's your operation of the God-given ability. I was on Ethel's Fellowship briefly last night explaining about the manifestations of the Spirit to a believer on there, and it's, you know, we operate that Holy Spirit. God's not telling me, okay, I'm going to take control of your mind now, Lauren, your mouth, you know, it's going to go a million miles an hour. You know, God doesn't control us. You know, we are in control of our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, you know, and we bring every thought, feeling, and emotions into alignment and harmony. And God, listen, you can be serious, but you can have a laugh as well. God wants you to enjoy this life. We don't have to be so serious. We're focused. I'm focused. I'm having a little bit of a laugh here, but I'm focused as well. You know, I'm moving with God. I'm just as serious as the next person that's moving and living unto God, mate. You know, I give up my work. I give up work in the circular world going back in 2005 with no one here apart from Jason and Kim. That was it. And the kids, that's all we had. Work full time, give up the job. Now, the just live by faith. I know how to live by faith. Not just talk about it or bump my gums. If anyone's going to prove anything, it's going to be me. I proved it. I proved that God is absolutely faithful to see in order to provide. When everything's stacked up against me, God has provided. God has blessed me. I give him, and I'm giving him the glory by saying this, because it's true. There was no one. We didn't know anyone in the USA. We didn't know one. I didn't even know no one in Oxford or London at that time when I went full time. It was just the believers here. And then the doors opened up, you know, and then I met Sangit in 2003, and I was praying for 10 years. God, give me a word, you know, give me some direction for my life. And God sent Sangit, and Sangit said, oh, you're going to move the word in all of the UK, the whole of Europe. It's bigger than that now. It's the whole world. It's not just UK and Europe. And I realized that was to get me going. That was to get me believing. That was to get me expecting that God has got some for me. But the truth of it is put me in a box. of UK and Europe. You know, the world's a big place. So I realize it's wherever God sends me. It's wherever God opens the doors. I am not limited, and I'm not inferior to any minister either. I totally believe in my ministry and what God's given me to do and to speak. I know where I'm connected. I know where I'm grounded, and I walk with God, and my job is to encourage those people that are connected to me. And if you want to follow, follow, you know, but also move with God as well in your own right. And the words that I'm given is to encourage you to move in that way, to direct you and connect you to God. You are free to move with God. But again, like this freedom business, you know, people have many ideas about it. It's very simple. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. You know, we're free to do what God wants us to do. That's what we're free to do, not to please ourselves. Just look at the other scriptures. Just look at what the scriptures are saying about our freedom in Christ. Yeah. So it's not one man now. It's not one man. Like, not one man runs this whole show. It's not Sandgate that runs the whole show. It's not me that runs the whole show. It's not you that runs the whole show. It's the body working together, each person in their area where they live and move. Right where you are, you're a leader right now. If you want to do it, if you want to move like a leader, you can. It's up to you. You take on the job responsibility. Right where Ethel is, she's the leader right there. Go for it, Ethel. God's with you. You look to God. Stay connected where he shows you connect. You can't go wrong. Same with Van. Same with Mary. Same with Becky. Same with Dylan. Same with Danny and Amber. Same with Sydney. Same with Shelley. Same with Judy. No one's better than you. Don't let any believer let them think that they've got it together more than you are and that they're superior and they're over you. You are the same. We've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. And God says, now it's time to move. Now you've got this true liberty. Yes, connect where God shows you to connect. That is important because you're going to be fed and given the right words. We all need that. I need that. Even Sandgate's connected to his leaders. He's so humble. He learns from his leaders. He's very, very humble. I've watched this man for all these years now. And so where do you think he gets his encouragement from? From the leaders, because the leaders come back from what he shared with them and saying, this is what's happened. These miracles have happened. These doors have opened. This growth has happened. Oh, this person got raised from the dead. That person got raised from the dead. This person had no money, and all of a sudden they went to their drawer and there was thousands of dollars in their drawer. Or there was gold in their drawer. All these amazing miracles. And they haven't happened for us because we're too proud. That's the truth of it. Oh, we got it all together. We're from the West. You know, we've taken classes and we know Dr. Werbel and we know this. Rubbish. Simple faith, guys. Simple faith. And this is where I see it. Like, when I was in India last time, I just seen that really, like, I felt on my own, but not in a negative manner. I felt that God had me there for me to learn, to take all of this and bring it back. And then Mary Wade asked me, what is it they do? I said, Mary, it's simple, it's faith. They got childlike faith. They receive the word and they go and do it. They're not arguing. They're not, well, I don't agree with that. We need to have this and we need to have, they're not doing any of that shit. They're listening. They're receiving the words gladly and they're moving. That's all you got to do. You don't have to be qualified for anything. God qualifies you. All you got to do is have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. The faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God, or the word of God, the words from God as well it could be. God gives you the faith. He supplies you the faith. That's the word. What I'm speaking now is what you need to be grabbing hold of. Believe that and see your life change and move in it. Receive and do. That's what we need to do. That's obedience. Receive and do. Sandgate shares stuff with me. I receive and go and do it. It's not complicated. It really isn't. It's exciting. I feel very excited about this life and living and this new dynamic living. And it is dynamic. Many ways of moving with God, but all in the same truth. And so God really wants you to rise up where you are. Just move. Stop comparing yourself with other people. Stop thinking you're better than anyone else. And even stop thinking you're better than me. Because listen, I am a fool anyway, right? But God will promote me because I love God with all my heart. I'm doing this unto him. I'm not doing it unto you. I'm serving God from my heart, and then I'll serve you, right? And that's how it is. So, like, you know, I'm not going to get into a debate with you either. This is how it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to come on here. You don't have to follow, right? You don't have to do anything. You are free, right? But do what God shows you to do. And that's where you're going to get blessed. That's where you're going to grow. That's where you're going to prosper. And this is opening out in the, you know, I'm just being very transparent about everything because that's the way it should be anyway. It shouldn't be this behind the scenes and, you know, putting the phone down from here and then bringing up, oh, did you hear what you had to say there? Well, you have it out now if you've got a problem. You say it now. That way it keeps clean. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And this is how these guys live in India. They're humble. They're meek. They're free. They're doing what they're encouraged to do and moving with God within that. And the generosity of giving is there as well. They're not stingy. They give and they bless. Like, I know that Mary's been asking if anybody wants to contribute towards my flight. No one has to, by the way. But if you want us to be successful, then we need that contribution. It's a blessing to do it. You know, and you don't even have to be going to South Carolina. You can still contribute if you want to. Because that's making me successful, and it's making you successful, and it's making us all successful. If we can't do that one thing, then we got nothing going on here. Because it takes all of this to move together. Can you see? It takes the body of Christ moving together, not, well, I better pray about it. Do I give? If it's in your heart, give. If not, don't. Simple as that. No, but God wants you to be blessed when you're doing it. And don't forget, he's blessed you anyway with it. Whatever goes on, I'll be there anyway. I know that. Because my God is faithful. My God supplies all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. And I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And I know generosity, and I know how it should be, because I've been around the people that are living this stuff. And so, anyway, I've got lots to share, but I think that's fair enough to say what I've said now. I've been very transparent and honest, because I love all of you guys on it. All of you are amazing people, and God's got great work. And I've connected you to go to God. I haven't connected you to come to me. I haven't done any of that stuff, so I don't want to hear that from anyone's mouth against me, because I've always told you to go to God. I've always told you to pray. I've always told you to honor God. I've told you to connect as well. I've encouraged you to connect, because it's beneficial to do that. I do everything I tell you to do. I'm doing myself. I connect to Sangha. My honoring God goes to Sangha, because he's the one encouraging me, giving me the truth, being transparent with me like I'm being transparent with you. That's where I honor my God to. So if you ever want to know, that's where it goes. And so, and I'm generous as well. I'm very generous outside of my honoring God too. So anyway, I'm just being transparent. I felt energized this way tonight. I don't give anyone apologies. But I hope it's encouraged your faith just to be bold as well. And to, you know, we're to walk in love, and we're to encourage one another unto love and to good work. Let's keep it different. It doesn't have to be the same day in, day out, week in, week out. This is an exciting life. A life lived unto God is an exciting life. It, you know, we should be seeing those fireworks go off. Signs, miracles, wonders, healings, testimonies. But when we're living unto ourselves, you won't see that. That's why we're probably not seeing that too much, because we're probably still living a bit unto ourselves a little bit too much, right? So let's be honest about these things. If you want to see it, you've got to be in it to win it, right? You've got to be doing these things. You've got to be intentional. You've got to be focused. You've got to be desiring. Let's say what he's really done in your life. We want real things from God, the truth that sets us free, the truth that keeps us happy, the truth that keeps us moving. Anyway, I love you guys. I'm going to shut up right now, and I think I'll ask Danny and Amber to share next, please.